And at 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, it's with great pleasure that we welcome Genevieve Chisholm from the Flag Animal Farm to the morning show. Genevieve and friends, a whole box full of birds. How cool is that? Well, it's really not that cool. That's the problem, isn't it?
100%, Dave, and thank you so much for having me on air today.
It's a great pleasure. There's a problem, obviously, and it's a growing problem. You can hear the birds in the background. These are little fledglings that should never be in a box on their way to Crow, the Center for Rehabilitation of Wildlife. But luckily for these little ones, they are going to a place of safety, and they're in Genevieve's tender care at the moment. Tell us what has led to the situation.
Awesome, Dave. So basically, I'd just love to thank the community for the animal warriors. We have so many brilliant humans out there. But there is a major problem. And the major problem is that we don't know what to do when we find a wild bird in the garden or in the shopping centers. And a lot of people are picking them up when they don't need to be picked up, Dave. They're on first flight and they deserve that right to freedom.
I suppose people just see a little creature that looks helpless and want to save it because, let's face it, there's a lot of predators knocking about, not only cats and dogs, but people as
100%.
Well.
100%. Yeah. And I think we need to use our head and not our heart sometimes. Take a deep breath, look at the situation, and then obviously determine what to do. Do you leave the bird or do you pick it up? And that is why I'm here today.
So what is the deciding factor?
So the most important thing is to step back and observe the situation. Is the bird feathered? Does it have any injuries? And like you said, are there any predators? Cats are a major problem. Monkeys can be. Human beings are two-legged, like we always say, are very hectic. And if there's none of those, then let it be.
You know, sometimes people are a problem because they're trying to be kind.
100%.
And in fact, the last thing that you should be doing is interfering with nature if it's not required.
100%, Dave, and that's why I love...
And when would it be required?
When would it be required with an injury, like a cat caught your bird, like I've got a little dove now waiting for me at the vet down the road. I'll go and pick that up and determine the injuries. And when the bird doesn't have many feathers, so it's obviously too young, wind has blown it out of its little nest. But if it can have the opportunity to go wild with its parents or ground feeding it, like, you know, when you get bombed by like the best of starlings and Indian miners, those guys can be quite nasty, the parents. And that's because they're ground feeding their young and they know in a day or two it'll be flying off very soon.
Yeah. We heard of a case, actually was involved in the rescue, in inverted commas, of an owl.
Yes.
Was it a giant eagle owl that was on the beachfront in the sort of coastal shrubbery. And it was rescued because, and here's the thing, because those actually don't need rescuing generally because the parents are looking after it and you shouldn't intervene. But apparently there's a kind of superstition around owls in certain cultures and they get targeted by people with malice aforethought, as they would say in Sherlock Holmes time. So in that sense, the owl was going to be taken out by people, not necessarily wild animals, and it was a kind of almost necessity. But that's unusual, isn't it?
Very much so. So we've had quite a few cases of baby owls lately, and it's been an amazing journey of people phoning into Flag Farm and saying, there's a baby owl on the road. I'm like, well, just observe it. I've had people are watching them the whole time. And within a day or two, to actually see them flying off and being strong enough to be with their parents. So the best part is my cell number is on my Facebook page. Facebook me a picture of the bird. And I'll tell you straight if it's first flight or if it's not. And I actually have a lot of people coming to reception with the bird and asking me, is this bird on first flight? Can I take it back? So the word is getting out there. And that's the best part.
Now, this is a bit of I don't know whether it's an old wives' tale or whatever, but if you touch a bird, its parents will leave it them. It's been contaminated by human touch, and it will be abandoned. Is that right?
No. So if you take the bird away and you imprint it with a human handprint, then it's a different story. But if you pick up the bird and you put it back where it's found, the mother will accept it. You can also put a bird back into its nest besides for a swallow. A swallow will never accept its baby back in the nest. They'll rather ground feed it. And then there's also the question of what to do when you do have to pick up the bird. What do you do then?
And how do you mean? Physically, how do you handle it?
Yeah, a lot of people will quickly go and grab some sugar water and put a drop of water on its beak. And if it's a cold bird, it'll actually drown it. So one little droplet of water off your finger will drown a baby bird if it's not warmed properly.
Wow.
And things like, I had a person the other day feeding the bird milk, Panutro. You know, all the different cereals, like your Future Life as well, is a very popular way of feeding a bird, but it's not. It actually can harm the bird greatly.
So the worst thing you can do is try and feed it. You'd want it to be kind, give it 100%. Water, give it sugar water, revive it. It needs energy, etc. But that's about the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, just box it in a box and drive straight to Flag Farm. We are equipped, ready to rock and roll and give the bird the best opportunity.
What other creatures do you rescue like this?
Oh, I've had some wonderful ones. So I've had little baby nahar peas in my hair, baby owls, a lot of buck from the States because I work closely with all the different estates. A little warthogs I've saved. Mongooses are very popular in this area. I had a zebra the other day from Mtanzini. So privileged and so grateful for this opportunity to work for Crow.
And so you're an intermediary for this, for Crow?
Official North Coast Depot. So we run the whole North Coast Wildlife Rescue.
But you don't do the rescuing on site? Do you like you're transferring these birds to Crow? Why is that?
Because I can hold on site, but Crow Head Office have a whole full clinic and everything.
Oh.
And Sue and Clint and all of them that run Crow are the most remarkable human beings. And the quicker you can get the animal to Crow, the better it is for the wild animal.
Wild animals suffer tremendously from stress. White muscle in particular, I know, is fatal. So often in trying to capture, in order to be kind and take this little creature somewhere where it's going to be safe, you're killing it.
100%. So the greatest thing is to put into that cardboard box and make it dark. Like the little zebra we saved had a little bit of that heart muscle going already because of the stress. And that's where Crow come in, because we had KZN Wildlife drop the zebra off in our parking. I had Crow on standby in the parking, ready to remove the zebra straight to head office. So there wasn't like holding with an hour or two. It was done as fast as possible.
And what's the survival rate?
I'd say with my birds, very high, because I absolutely love them. If they can hear me, that's why they're tweeting, because they know mommy's around. But that's what I don't want to do. I don't want them to think I'm mommy.
Because once they think you're mom, then they won't go into the wild.
Yes, that's where Crow come in. They'll put them into aviaries eventually, get them fit, and then obviously release them back into the wild.
Is that the plan? Is to
100%.
Because I know that some organizations use creatures that have been imprinted on humans because they can't go back into the wild as teaching devices almost.
Yes, well, you can do that. Look at all your exotic animals as well. Like we've got the wolves at the farm. We use the wolves to our advantage to teach people not to buy a wild animal, pick up a tortoise or things like that. So you definitely right. And you look at all those rescue centers that have those eagles and that they can't go back into the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And that do the same.
And we're doing some terrible things in our quest for civilization and the spread of settlement. There was a case on the weekend of a python caught in an electric fence, which that one luckily I think was released safely somewhere else. But apparently lots of little creatures are not lucky. They get caught on those electric fences and are cooked, literally cooked to death.
Yeah, fried. We had a little blue duiker caught on a state electric fence. We cut out the fence, had to turn the fence off. The state wouldn't accept the blue duiker in, so we actually released it into Zimbiti with another male, and they had a baby last year. So we're very fortunate with Zimbiti because they've got a wildlife vet who used to work for Crow that lives there.
Oh, wow.
And we used, I won't mention his name because he's wonderful.
You can mention his name.
His name's Derek. And,
hello, Derek. Thank you for being wonderful.
He is wonderful. And when we met him on site, we obviously checked out the blue duck as soon as we could release it, we did. And we had a little baby last year, so it's a successful little project.
So there are successes, and it's due entirely to good folk like yourself and Derek and members that understand the importance of keeping things in balance and perspective. If you come across a little creature, maybe not so little, in distress, don't try and intervene yourself unless it's to protect it from being eaten or further abused. Rather, be the intermediary. Call Genevieve at Flag or someone at Flag Animal Farm. That's the most direct. Will you come out and collect?
We do sometimes. Normally, we use Belito Aloe Vet to be a holding zone. But it is better for the bird or the animal to be brought straight to the Flag Farm. Our facilities are there.
Okay. So you'll explain how to go about handling, capturing, transporting, because it's important. It's got to be done right.
100%. We also do go out for the bigger cases.
Well, that's wonderful. And who funds all of this?
It's totally voluntary. It's to do with my heart. And just, you know what I mean? I love what I do, Dave. And I do the work for Crow because I want to do the work for Crow.
And luckily, the animal farm is extraordinarily well supported. I was there the other day.
Oh, yay.
I couldn't believe how many people there were there. And I said to your team, I could see you're extremely busy. Is this an exceptional day? They said no, it was much busier during the season.
We were very fortunate during the season. So Monday to Friday, we still don't have any school bookings yet. So it's very quiet. Weekends are we blessed. And you know what it is? I'm so grateful for what I have. I think the pandemic, and remember my birthday message you phoned me on my birthday during the pandemic. I just felt such love, and I'm just so grateful for the glass we half full.
Well, you know what? You guys do remarkable work, and you bring a lot of joy, and you deserve the support. End of the story. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
it. Lovely having you on the morning show. Now, we've all got tears in our eyes. Well, both of us were there in the studio.
Thank you, Dave.
Now. But there it is, because you know what? We are the agents in the sense of a higher power when we come to the situation that you've been faced with all these little creatures that need help. You can either be part of the solution or part of the problem. Try not to be part of the problem. Part of the solution, contact the experts at Flag Animal Farm. Genevieve Chisholm is waiting for your call. If you find a creature in distress, she will direct you how best to get it to them so that it can be taken off to Crow or treated on site, looked after, and hopefully released happy and healthy to live a full and productive life. Genevieve, for those that want to assist with either donations towards the cause or just want to get in touch with you, how do they reach you?
I would love them to just visit the farm, because when you visit the animal farm, it's not just about paying your entrance fee. It's about actually having another person cuddle my animals. So there's more to than just giving a donation. The visit and the love that you bring to the farm is the greatest gift for my animals.
Well, there you see. There you have it. And I guarantee you that if you do go to the farm, you will not feel you can go on your own, because you won't be lonely. Those goats are particularly friendly, especially if you've got a bag of food which you're encouraged to buy and feed them with. So there it is, Flag Animal Farm, just down the road from the Sheffield turnoff. Are they ever going to do something with that road? Because that road has got to be, that's a test of determination.
So there's two ways. You can go past Palm Lakes and get to us the
back
way.
That's actually the better way.
But they're tarring by the end of August now.
Are they?
They actually put the signage up yesterday. And yeah, so the states are there rocking and rolling. So by the end of August, we'll be tarred highway literally past the farm.
Wow, that's going to be a good and a bad thing, but hopefully just make it a lot more exciting from a visitor perspective. Even at the moment, the road is a bit bumpy, so go slow, but you'll get there safely, and a warm welcome awaits you at Flag Animal Farm. Genevieve, thanks again for joining me on the morning show.
Pleasure, Dave. Thank you so much for your love.
Here's Warren Zevon, a tune called Mutineer.